Ivorian reggae musician Alpha Blondy sings the praise of Asini in one of his recently remixed songs. Asini Mafia is the main town here, near the border with Ghana. From time to time, a few Lebanese families, French businessmen on assignment in Ivory Coast without their families, and United Nations peacekeepers still visit. They lounge on soft sand underneath coconut trees and sometimes also tempt their fate in the dangerous surf. But usually if anyone does show up, they have large expanses of the beach to themselves. Clothes maker Mumuni gives a tour of his store called Ami de tout le monde, meaning friend of everyone, in one of the area's beach villages, Aswande.
Avant, je me réveille à 7h et je ferme mon magasin à 21h.
He says he used to work from 7 in the morning to 9 at night with 12 sewing machines, employing 16 people to make clothes with African motifs for tourists to buy. Now he says it is just him and his brother and one sewing machine that is mostly idle.
Moi, je suis en Burkinabé. Disons, j'ai une année ici.
Mumuni explains that like many of the workers in the tourism industry in Ivory Coast, he is a Burkina Faso national, even though he was born here, the son of migrant workers. His story reflects a part of the recent troubles in Ivory Coast. Rebels took up arms in late 2002, saying they wanted more rights for millions of northerners, many of them undocumented, and others like Mumuni, who they say should be able to become Ivorians and vote in elections. But Mumuni does not want to become an Ivorian. Because of his name and his appearance, he says he will always be persecuted by police, even if he does become Ivorian, so he says he prefers to stay Burkinabe. He says even though he will not vote in the scheduled November presidential and legislative elections, he hopes those who will make good choices. More than anything, he says he hopes the path to peace is now irreversible. As the ocean roars, another Burkinabe tourism worker, Jean-Baptiste, walks by sand-filled bags that are used to block the advancing Atlantic Ocean. Last year and again this year, advancing tides caused several oceanfront homes, known as Payot, to crumble. Jean-Baptiste says 40 payots have been destroyed and that some have been left to ruin with local staff dismissed. He says it is one more headache and challenge to deal with. But he says what is on everyone's mind now is the hoped-for November election. Despite successive peace deals, the vote has been repeatedly delayed amid problems to release new voting cards, reintegrate the army, and disarm militias.
Normalement, si on a eu des élections, s'il y a eu des élections transparentes, et que
Jean-Baptiste says he hopes there will be good and transparent elections. If the elections are bad and lead to violence, he says he is afraid visitors will stay away. On a Sunday evening, many of the Asini locals gather at a bamboo-made bar to celebrate the end of another weekend. After the few visitors, surfers, and rich residents of the commercial capital Abidjan who own Payots have left. They also left behind a few local CFA francs and tips and salaries for tourism workers to afford a few beers or local palm wine. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Asini, Ivory Coast.